Yo, it's time to take a brief pause for the calls. This week's episode is brought to you and sponsored by Anchor, one of the leading flagship applications in podcasting. We submit weekly content on Wednesdays and Sundays. Like, share, favorite us on the Anchor app. Now let's get back to the show. Yes, sir. What up? Hey. Why is that like the, like, it's like internet, it's like universally known as like the get it, fuck it up, like, you know? What's up, man? It's your boy Wayne Hiz.
And Vanessa Hers.
We're back at it with another episode of His and Hers Podcast, man. What's up with y'all? Hopefully y'all out there celebrating Cinco de Drinko. Well, Cinco de Seso now, but...
No, this episode is about the Madres.
No, it is. But, you know, this is just an introduction. We can still talk. You know, a lot of people probably hung over before they start celebrating their mom. They know they don't want their mom to, like, oh, what were you doing the other night, huh? Yeah, we got another visitor.
Of course.
Jody Joe. But it's all good, though, man. Yeah, like, so... We just want to start by saying, you know, this is all about the moms, as my beautiful, illustrious co-host has just so eloquently stated.
His baby mama.
Nah, but yeah, we hope that y'all are out there celebrating y'all moms, man. You know, can't tell you how important it is to be able to celebrate the women, you know, because you guys hold such high, I feel like women sometimes get a bad rap. And some people are like, oh, it's Mother's Day. Nah, man. Women, they deserve to be celebrated.
Rap. What do you mean?
I feel like certain, you know, like you guys have had it hard.
We definitely have.
You know? I mean, you know, there's a point in time that it pains me to even think, but like there's a time where women didn't even have equal voting rights.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you guys are, they said that you guys are on the lower end of the totem pole when it comes to wages, but I feel like that's... In today's climate, in today's era, I feel like you guys have leveled out that playing field in terms of there's a lot of boss women who are out here just getting it how they fit in, you know, getting it how they live,
mm-hmm.
and putting a lot of dudes to shame.
Definitely.
You know?
Well, I want to start by saying Feliz Día de las Madres, mamacitas. It is our special day, which every day should be our special day. So with that being said... I completely agree with you. Feminism has came a very long way, and luckily we have the right to speak out now.
Absolutely.
Which, that's why we're here, you know?
Absolutely.
Back in the days, women cannot speak up, women cannot have an opinion, women couldn't even work.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Just think about some of these communist countries that these women, their rights are stripped from them, just their entire way of living. Just even like, you know, some of these men want their women covered up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's like, I think about the women, like, in the Middle
control,
East.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's hot as fuck, like, with, like, 40% humidity and, like, 105 outside, but you want me wrapped up?
Yep.
And from head to toe, you know what I mean? And if not, there's repercussions. So, it's just crazy. Like,
yeah,
I can't even...
definitely crazy.
I can't even fathom, you know, women like that having to live like that here,
mm-hmm.
in America. What? It would be anarchy.
And even though we've came a very long way, we still have such a long way to go. Because... a lot of things do change, and a lot of things have changed. It gives us freedom. It gives us a lot of, we can, like I said, we can be us now, you know,
right.
without holding back. But
right.
unfortunately, there's a lot of things that we still have to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of different things.
Yes.
But I think it's, I believe that the onus is on the men. And I don't say that loosely, and I don't say that lightly. I believe that the onus is on the men to make women feel appreciated, make them feel whole, make them feel protected, make them feel safe, and to, you know, big them up. Because, you know, like I said, like I alluded to in the first portion of the episode, I know I kind of said it loosely and lightly, but no, I don't play around when it comes to stuff like that, because I do feel like women have gotten a bad rap on, you know, on various fronts.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain people, whether it be the workspace, where there's a bunch of men who really feel like they dictate,
mm-hmm.
and
or they control, like,
yeah.
what?
And you know, no woman wants to, you know, no woman should be made to feel like that. I'll give you an example, right? So this past Friday, where I work, you know, I work in the waste industry.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of customers now, because since we took it over for the city, of where our yard is located, the customers are now, they're at liberty to come in and pay their bill. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you get a lot of elderly customers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a yard. It's a facility. So, you know, it's a you can dump green waste at our facility. We're a waste company. So this guy, you know, this older gentleman, it's parking is hard pressed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you've been to my job before. So this guy is like kind of like berating like one of our customer service reps, and it's a female, and she's just like, well, yeah, sir, like, you know, she's giving him options because he's like, oh, you guys, it's impossible and it's hard to park and there's nowhere for customers and there's no signs, but there is signs and there is parking mm-hmm. for them, yeah. You know. So it was just crazy because like he's kind of giving her the third degree and she's just taking it, but she's also giving him options. Well, you can always go online. You can also call in and pay by phone, or you can mail your check in because today I noticed you paid by check. And he's just continuously berating her. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, man, is he only doing that because like she's a woman mm-hmm. or she's a female? Yeah. You know what I mean? And, you know, I get that a lot of older people are set in their ways regardless of, but that's still no way to talk to a woman just because you feel like you're older, elderly, and you feel like you can get that off. Because I feel like if that was me, he wouldn't have used that same tone.
Yeah.
Or that same, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or not just me, just a man in general.
Yeah.
But for sure, me, you ain't gonna talk to me.
Well, to me either. And I'm a female, I could give a fuck. But
it's a fact, though.
Nonetheless, you know what I mean? I deal with that all the time because of the profession that I'm in. Mm-hmm. Some of you don't know, but I am a collector. And I'm a badass collector at that.
Aggressive.
So a lot of times these men, because they deal with truck drivers all day, every day, they try to talk down to me like, I don't know what I'm doing. First of all, I've been in this field for over 10 years. Right, so you're not going to come and tell me how to do my job.
Mm.
Especially when you're past due. The fuck? So a lot of times I do have to put these people in their place, these customers. And unfortunately, like I said, the machismo, man, through the roof. I deal with it all the time. And as soon as I transfer, they're like, I want to talk to someone else. You don't understand. You don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. No, you don't like what I'm telling you, which is completely different. And you heard me on the phone.
Right, right.
But nonetheless, and once they get one of my colleagues and it's a male, they're like, oh, finally, someone that understands me.
Yeah.
They're going to get the exact same treatment.
Yeah.
Not from a man.
Yeah. And at times they just want to, like, they want somebody to be the voice of reason. They want to hear a second opinion.
Yeah.
Or a second voice or a
third
voice.
And then I keep hearing the call, how it's turning, and it's the exact same result that I had.
Yeah.
But it's literally the customer wanted to speak to Mel, which is insane.
That's crazy.
But, like I said, we definitely still have a long way to go. Today we want to make it about women, about mm-hmm. mothers.
Absolutely.
So take it away, Wayne.
So, I mean, we've kind of touched on these topics in the past, but we haven't dedicated an entire episode to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I always have to start by thanking my mom. You know, my father and I didn't have the greatest relationship. But, you know, I salute to the moms who never bash the men because of the failed relationships that occurred or that didn't exist between your mom and your dad.
Mm-hmm.
My mom never really bashed my dad to me. But what she would do is she would drop little seeds and like little hints about the kind of man he was.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, whenever she would reprimand me, for example, you know, me and my brother, we would often say, like, man, when like we didn't want to do something, like we didn't want to do our chores, or, you know, she told us to come in the house, you know, because we were those kids that would come in before the streetlights.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, man, I want to go to my dad's. She'd be like, oh, you want to go to your dad's? Okay. And so, like, she would call him and then be like, oh, your sons want to come over, you know? And then we would start to see some of the things that she would highlight about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you know, he wouldn't do this, empty promises and stuff like that. So I got a very early education early on just regarding, like, that my mom was the one really, really holding it down. And I got that very early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, camps, football, peewee, me and my brother, watching my mom work multiple jobs, watching her go above and beyond to make sure that we had, you know, we always couldn't get the things that we asked for, but she always made sure we had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lights was on, food was on the table, things of that nature. So, like, I'd be remiss if I didn't think, like, you know, start off by thanking my mom because, you know, I know a large portion of the man that I am today in terms of my intellect, in terms of my drive, in terms of my poise, in terms of the things that the way I view the world, mm-hmm. it could be definitely correlated and contributed from her contribution within my life. Mm-hmm. You know, so I can't, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank my mom. So I'd start there for me, you know. How about for you?
Everyone knows where I'm gonna start. My relationship with my mom is not like these, like, I always address them as this because I see it a lot.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm not okay with it. Mm-hmm. These fake relationships that people have with their parent,
mm-hmm.
these internet relationships, like, all the bullshit, just drop it.
Yeah.
You know, just because today's special and this is the only day, unfortunately, that some moms get, which yeah. is Madres, del Día de las Madres or Mother's Day. That's unfortunate. Luckily for me, I'm blessed that my mom's my real best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it on the internet, not only do I post her, but in real life, I really genuinely get to count on my best friend on the daily,
right.
which it starts with my son.
Right.
Now, right. my son's so blessed to have like an amazing grandma, my mom's everything to that kid.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for him, but for us too.
Yeah.
She's always looking out for us. Like, if you guys, like, she knows we put in work, you know, as parents, we go to work. We try to keep the household. I'm trying to be my fit self. I have like a million things going on.
Right.
And she's always like, right hand man. Like, do you guys need help? I'll keep the baby. I'll do this for you guys. Or she'll pick up, like, she randomly drops off groceries. Like, things that moms, I feel, you need your mom to do it for your whole life.
Yeah.
And we're so blessed to have her. With that being said, now that I am a mom, I feel like I have huge shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like her as an example of how a mother should be. I want to be nurturing. I want to be caring for Lorenzo. I want to make him feel like he can always count on me for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I want him to pick up his phone every single day for random questions. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, which I still do when it comes to cooking anything new to me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let me call my mom.
Yeah.
You know, she's my go-to. So I feel like as a mom, we have to make sure to make our kids know and feel that they could always count on us. Unfortunately, our jobs, and we hear it all the time, like, oh, once they're 18, they're out the door, you're no longer my problem.
Mm-hmm.
That is far from the truth. Your kid is going to be your kid for the rest of your life.
It is.
But and I say your life because it's supposed to be meant. And unfortunately, things don't happen this way a lot of times. But we're supposed to go out before our kids, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I say for the rest of my life, mm-hmm. I want my son to feel that way.
Yeah. I think when you begin to pull back those layers, that is typically how the relationship should unfold. And that's how it should be. I mean, that's how it should be sustained. Unfortunately, what life teaches you is it's not always like that, you know? And there are people who aren't fortunate enough to have, not let alone their mother in their life, but they don't have relationships with people who could be a motherly figure for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, I feel like that's the unfortunate thing. And some people, they're able to cope with that. Some people, they aren't. Like, they never, ever truly fill that void that was missing. Because they didn't have that. It's a lot of people, honestly, who aren't, and I know this is kind of sort of taboo to speak about, but there are a lot of individuals who really don't have that bond with their mom, for that matter, you know, or because they didn't have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can reference somebody who's very near and dear to me in my immediate family who doesn't have the best relationship with his mom, right? But when I look back at it, I look at how he's turned out, and I look at how he's continuing to push forward. I marvel at that because of where he comes from, and the circumstances that presided over him. He didn't allow that to stop him. See, sometimes you can be held back by your circumstances or the things that do stand over you and preside over you. At times, I feel like I really marvel at individuals who do not settle or who do not become a victim of circumstance.
I really do admire those kids, though,
you know?
Because they don't have the best example of a mom.
Exactly.
Or they don't even have a good relationship with their mom. Their mom isn't being the mom. It's just that these kids are amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a few situations in my family like that as well,
mm-hmm.
where one of my cousins, he's an awesome kid, and my aunt, unfortunately, is still someone that we're, you know, dealing with, mm-hmm. and unfortunately at times have trouble with, and he's still like, look, my mom's my mom. Yeah. I'm gonna look out for her.
Yeah.
And he'll tell us some crazy shit that happens with his mom and her boyfriend. My aunt's wild, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he's still like, hey, yo, but that's my mom.
Yeah.
Like, whoever talks shit to my mom, I'll fuck him up. Like, whoever talks shit about my mom, I'll fuck him up. Because that's just his mindset.
Right.
You know? And I'm like, damn. And me and my mom always say, like, these moms are so lucky to have kids like these kids.
Yeah.
It's not even about the mom, because the mom's a piece of shit. You know, the mom's not doing the momming at all.
Yeah, at all.
They just have amazing kids that learn how to get out of that circle and that atmosphere. These crack babies, for example, you know, that don't turn out to be a crack parent.
Yeah.
Or a crack person, like their actual parent, you know? And I don't think that we talk about that enough.
I think a lot of people, or a lot of moms, since we're on the subject of moms, I feel like while a lot of people don't deserve the time of day, there are a lot of people who deserve grace. And what I mean by that is, like, it's easy to point the finger, right? And you kind of reference, like, you know, your cousins and your family dynamic with that. I'll reference something personally as well. So, like, I have a cousin that, you know, my mom has had custody of her kids since they were, you know, since they were born at birth. And she left her kids in a hotel, just left them. And my mom got the call. It was like the middle of the night. She went, got the kids, and my mom has had them to this day. Mm-hmm. And they're preteens. They're probably like 12, 13 now. And it's crazy because I think about how different their life could have looked, mm-hmm. you know, without the aid or without my mom stepping in. And my mom has always done that. Like, she's always had, everywhere we've lived, like, a family member has lived with us or kids, or my mom has always taken in other people's kids and giving people, like, you know, a home to stay, a roof over their head, even if it's just a rough patch. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a lot of people go through rough patches. I know that's, like, taboo to speak about today because everybody has it together, according to social media.
but even when you don't, you figure it out, you know?
Yeah, you know, but I'm saying, like, a lot of people don't speak about it. You get a lot of highlights is what I'm referring to. Mm-hmm. You don't get, people aren't going to post their lowlights.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? People deal with their lowlights internally.
Yeah.
That's what Instagram is. It's just a fucking place to go and see people shine, and when they're at their absolute apex and at their best and at their peak.
Yeah, and when someone does, people talk down.
That's what I'm saying.
They judge.
It's a place for the highlights. Yeah. There's no lowlights on social media. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when they are, it's not spoken about. It's not something you think about. But the reason I reference that story is because, you know, there are a lot of people who don't really understand how difficult it is when you still have to be a mom, and although you assume responsibility and you've put yourself out there to take care of other people's children or taking on accountability and responsibility of some other things, you still have to be a mom to your own children. You know what I mean? And people don't realize how difficult that is. So, you know, there are oftentimes, you know, like, looking back, I'm like, okay, like, I can look at a situation now being that, you know, I am a father, and I'm like, man, like, okay, I could look at a situation for what it once was, and, like, me being a teenager or pre-adult, not really understanding the full capacity of said situation. And, like, man, like, now that I'm a father, I'm like, I totally understand, like, why I couldn't get certain shit back then, or mm-hmm. why we had to go a different way. Like,
definitely. You know, like, what I mean? Certain things, honestly, like I said, I know that I'm always mentioning single moms because I look up to them. Like, in my eyes, I'm like, you're a fucking hero, like, yeah, regardless of, you know what, because I have a partner and I have my mom to count on for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two more people that can help me out.
Yeah.
So I'm carrying a lot of weight, but you guys are helping me as well.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do everything by myself. I don't clean by myself. I don't wash by myself. I don't take care of the baby by myself. Luckily, I still have me time. Like, I can still go to the gym. I can still go to brunch with my friends. I can still get my nails done. I can go get my hair done. Because you guys are here.
Right.
But what about the single moms that I always address? Like, they have zero them time. Not only that, it's fucking draining. It's tiring day in, day to be momming, to be at work, to, like I said, like, you're juggling 5-6 things. Sometimes you're trying to do a little side hustle, like, your own business. You're going to school.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to, you know, be better for your kids. You're going to school. you're trying to get this profession or you're trying to go for this new job or you know, like these drives are ridiculous. It's so much that us moms deal with.
I was gonna say to add to your point, even something at surface level is just keeping yourself up.
Yeah, but you know? Like what I was trying to say, even when you have the help, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's so hard at times, you know.
Yeah,
and like my mom always tells me, like I said with her, she's my best friend. So there is days when I'm like, today was fucking tough, mom.
Yeah,
you know, and she's like. And it's okay. Like, tomorrow you'll get a new chance. And you know how I was there? And so I'm like, oh, he did the cutest thing. Like, it's like, wasn't it worth it? Isn't it so worth it? And I'm just like,
yeah,
it is, you know? And I always tell her, like, I think the most rewarding thing, like, me now as an adult with my mom, I'm so glad that I can do these things for her that make her know that I appreciate everything she did through my whole life.
Yeah.
Whatever I couldn't do as a kid, whatever I couldn't, like, we've gone on trips or we go on getaways. Like, we have a little something coming up next weekend. So, it's like, I'm so... That's a blessing that I can actually do this for her.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I can buy her house. I wish I can buy her a car. I wish I can buy her a fucking island, you know? Mm-hmm. But this is the minimal that I can do for you right now.
No, and I think it's a fulfilling feeling. It's a self-fulfilling thing, right? Because... Yeah. You want to be selfless. Our parents instilled those types of attributes within us.
Mm-hmm.
To be selfless, to be respectful, to treat people with common courtesy, to treat people with human decency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like that's one of the common things we are lacking in society today is that we don't have those things. We don't have the things that are based upon integrity. We don't hold those. Those are no longer near and dear to our heart. Those are no longer at the forefront. And these are the conversations that I would love to have more of because we respect the shiny shit too much.
We do.
As opposed to the core values that have been instilled in us by our mothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember like just basic stuff like, you know, look a person in their eye when you shake their hand or say
hold
hi.
Hold the door,
you know.
The other day, and I do want to bring this up because I've told Wayne and I'll express to you guys like, we're Disney pass holders, of course. And I always tell them, like, I would want to go to Disneyland one day, just me and my son, because it's a bond thing. Because, you know, I'm trying to be a super mom over here. Just go solo. And at times, Wayne can't take the day off. Whatever the reason is. I've been wanting to go just me and Lorenzo to Disneyland one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, I do freak out over people not extending a hand. I really do freak out, you know, about this because there's no common courtesy anymore. And even at the happiest place on earth, we've seen some shit.
Yeah.
The other day we went and there was a mom by herself. I was like, I literally told her and I told her to her face, like, you're super mom for doing this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She had her toddler and she had like about a 4 or 5 month old, right?
Yeah.
And for the life of her, she could not snap her stroller. Moms out there, you know, we struggle sometimes. These gadgets, yeah, they're fucking dope and they're amazing and they're so helpful. You don't know how to open it. You don't know how to close it. It gets stuck. Like, a lot of times, this is the same stroller you use every day. Out of all the days, this is the day it does not want to clip,
right?
And she's literally, I can tell that she's panicking. Like, you can see it in her mom face. Like, she's just like, I have a brand new baby. She gave the baby to the 2-year-old. Oh, the baby was like 2 or 3 years old, right, babe? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
It was like 2 or 3, yeah.
And she gave, and I'm just looking at Wayne like, oh my God, like my anxiety is through the roof already that the baby's holding a baby, you know? And I told Wayne, you know what? Our stroller was already clipped. Like, it's already ready to go. We're ready to get on the tram. And I'm like, just help her. But both of us are looking at each other. Wayne's looking at me like, you're holding Renzo. Like, you're holding the diaper bag. You're holding the stroller.
Yeah,
you can do it. And I'm like, yes, just help her. Like, she needs help.
That's something I do just regularly.
And I was, well, can you let me finish? Because I was going to give you your credit.
Oh, okay.
At the same time, we're both looking at each other. But I did appreciate that Wayne's looking at me like, you're good, right? Like, you can handle this because I can see it that you wanted to help her already.
Yeah.
Like, both of us are looking at her like, if you don't help her, then I can help her. But one of us has to carry all the shit. You know, like, carry the baby. And literally, when she sat on the tram, like, you guys heard me earlier with the, that's the mom shit. Like, she sat there and she literally did that.
Yeah. It's a sigh of relief. Like, man, like, I actually got a good Samaritan. Somebody helped me. Yeah, like, I'm not.
And we did the same when we got off the tram, by the way, with her. We were, like, literally, like, helping her. And she was like, thank you guys so much. She's like, my husband's coming in a little bit after work.
Yeah.
My daughter, like, really wanted to come. And we're like, look, it happens.
It's a lot, you know? So when I seen that, I was just like, whoa, like. I normally, typically, like, I don't know, it's just a part of me just to hold the door in general, especially for women. But when I seen her, like, with the two kids, like, you know, one being the baby, one, like, you know, a little toddler.
That was
just
a, like, baby. They were both babies.
I was just like, how, bro? Like, this is insane. Like, you know, like, there's no way. So, like she said, she's looking at me. I'm looking at her like, babe, it's cool. Like, if I, you know, I'm going to help her out. Like, you good? She's like, yeah, help her out. And she was, like, super appreciative. So, yeah, you always want to come through for people like that, because, you know, it's like, it's like you said, it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you got the equipment, you got the child, you know, sometimes the child is screaming, crying. You're trying to get the child under control, trying to get them settled. You know, you're trying to find the wipes, the diaper bag. Now you're trying to put the bottle together. It's a lot. Okay.
It is definitely a lot. I feel, and like I said, I know that I feel like at times, just motherhood itself is a roller coaster. Like, you're going to have your days that you're like, I got this, man. High five. We're on this. This was a smooth day. Everything went as planned. There's days when getting to your car will be a mission.
Yeah.
You forget the bottle. You get the bottle. The baby throws up on you. Your outfit was on point. Now you have to look for another outfit. Your baby starts crying. Like, it's like that.
Yeah.
And I think, like, we literally, because us women in just general, we're, like, such control freaks. Like, we like to have everything planned. Or maybe I'm just speaking of myself. We like to have things planned. Like, okay, things are going to go accordingly. And when one thing goes wrong, it's like, what in the fuck?
It throws a monkey wrench in your entire plans.
And at times, it's not one thing going on wrong. It's, like, another.
Multiple things.
And another.
Yeah.
And another. You know? And it's like, dude, I just wanted to have a good day today with my son.
Yeah. But the women who could find, like, a happy medium within all of the chaos, those are the women that's like, you know, like, salute, you know? Because some women, they fuck it. Like, okay, this is what you're throwing at me today? Okay, let's get to it.
Salute to you
guys.
Roll
their fucking sleeves up and we going, you know? Like, you know?
I completely understand. I didn't understand this before. And like I said, I'm still learning a lot. I've only been a mom for one full year. Mm-hmm. My son's one.
Yeah.
And it's been...
Looks three, but he's
very,
one.
Hey.
According to the guy at Disneyland. Not my words, his words.
It's been very challenging. Not only that, I've learned a lot. And I've had to let go of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I've been that person that's like, no, it has to be like this. And it's going to be like this. And things have to go like this. And guess what? They don't.
No.
But those moms, I've seen these memes a million times where, how many of you know a mom that will sit outside of their home for those 15, 20 minutes before coming in? And just like breathing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, honestly, you're mentally just getting ready. You know why? Because you have a piece of shit boss that you argued with all day, or you had a difficult fucking customer that pissed you off, or you were sitting in traffic for an hour instead of 40 minutes because there was an accident.
Yeah.
Or your coffee spilled on you, because that's horrible too. Whatever it is, like, and you're literally like, and I have to come home and see how my kid's feeling today because they're teething, because they're not feeling it, because they can't express themselves yet. You know, you're dealing with a baby.
Right.
You have those bad days when something they ate is an allergic reaction. Like, you don't know what day you're going to have.
Right.
So all you can do is sit there, breathe, and mentally prepare yourself.
Yeah. And it's true. And I think a lot of those things are, that's their way to try to cope and combat the anxiety that they feel. You know, and then it's unfortunate, because just think, right? You go to work all day, then you come home, and it's like, who knows what your mental state is gonna be, right? You had a shitty day at work, you come home. Who wants to deal with a shitty ass partner who don't want to do shit, who don't want to help you out?
A shitty ass baby.
You know, all right, that too. Now but like, you on, oh, I'm on diaper duty and I just had a shitty day. Now I got no more shittier day. Like, no, we're not doing
shittier.
That. Get your ass back up there and you go change the diaper. You know, like, you know, and.
But then what if your partner had a shitty day too? You know, that I think that's where it gets difficult, where it's balanced, where it's like, oh, you got it, because you look like you had it today, you
See,
know?
That's where communication is key. Because I'm not saying, like, I know you, like, hand in hand.
Well, I sure hope so.
I'm not saying, like, I know you, like, hand in hand, girl, but I have a pretty good handle on what I feel like your temperament is.
I mean, what gives it away, babe?
You, please.
Verbally and emotionally. No,
you know, you don't have to say anything.
My face?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Are you kidding me? I can look at my girl and I can just tell. I know. I'm like, oh yeah, she had a long one.
I've been having these meetings at work. This is the only time I'll mention this. And because it's through Zoom, I'm like in my head, like, Vanessa, control your face. When I'm like, the fuck? Like, this is not, I'm not okay with this. I'm like, don't show it in your face. And right after the meeting, someone will say, like, oh, you didn't like this, hon. I'm like, oh, my face said it. I know for a fact. But go on.
No, so it like, is that. No, usually, like, I could just tell. So what I, as opposed to trying to, like, match you or meet you where you are or give you, you know, because me and you, we'll play off each other. Like, if you're in a mood, I can tell. If I'm in a mood, you can tell. But we're also like, well, I ain't dealing with that shit, but, you know.
Yeah.
But what I will do is if I can tell that you've had a long day, I'll try to take a load off of you. So, like, hey, babe, don't trip. Like, I'm going to make dinner. Or I got the kid, or if you need to take a nap, you go take a nap. I'm a meal prep dinner. I'm gonna get the kid situated. We gonna watch Miss Rachel. We gonna watch Coco Melon Cool. Take as long as you need. Like, you know, if you want to go to the gym real quick, come back. You know, work it out, whatever. I try to be like that. I try to just be like the voice of reason, cause like, Lord knows, like I know, like I try to put myself and empathize in your shoes and empathize with you. Like, okay, you just commuted. You know, you're way out there. You work. You know, your commute is kind of far. You come home, you catch a little traffic. Lord knows, don't nobody want to come home to no fucking dirty house. Like, nobody that's willing to help. No, you know what I mean? So I'm like,
the bullshit.
My immediate reaction is to just, like, take a load off. Okay, cool. Like, now you don't got to worry about doing anything else. You had a shitty day? Okay, cool. Let me try to, like, be, like, a good, positive. Like, let me try to put a positive spin on a fucked up day. Mm-hmm. That's my whole thing. My whole thing is eradicating negative energy when you walk through the door. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm at with it. Because it's like, you know, no. Like, we're
and
not
like
doing
I've
that.
Mentioned, how lucky am I? Even my mom. Like, she sees when I pick up, I have to pick up my son.
Yeah.
Right after work. And she was like, how was work today? And she looks at me like, oh.
She knows.
Yeah, and then she's like, do you want ice cream? Like,
yeah, right away. She's bingo,
like,
right?
You know, are you hungry? Like, oh, I bought you this. Like, she's always like, oh, I bought the baby this. I bought you this, or tomorrow I'm gonna do this for you, and I'm just like, thank you so much.
Let's get to the eyebrow raise. I refer to those as eyebrow raises.
Yeah.
Let's get to the, you want ice cream? Mm-hmm. Like, you know that, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and she's just like, you want like something? I said, that's the thing about moms, like, how amazing is it to have that?
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. I love the fact that she knows me so well, mm-hmm. that she's like, oh, shit, I gotta do something because she's about to flip or she's about to trip or let me, you know, turn it around for her.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, I want my son to have that same exact bond. So guess what? I have to put in a lot of work.
Yeah.
As a mom, I really do. I have to communicate a lot like my mom has. I have to show a lot of love, which I have changed. And, oh, I wanted to talk about this also. I'm glad I'm bringing this up. The whole mommy life changes you so much.
Yeah.
Like, I was not emotional at all. I was not, like, the soft, kind-hearted person at all. I was not, like, I wouldn't know how to empathize, like, with certain situations either. I think before, like, being a mom, now it's like, huh, I get it. I see it. Like, I really can put myself in other people's shoes.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
A lot of sense. And I feel a lot of people don't get to bear witness to that at times. Like, they don't. So I feel like, man, it's tough because I know there are certain people who they get a glimpse of Mother's Day and, like, they probably despise it. Because they didn't grow up, like, with their mom, or they didn't have a motherly figure within their realm. I try to always think about stuff like that to kind of keep it in perspective. because I, you know, I grew up, like, I lived with my mom up until I was, like, you know, I left the house early. So I left when I was 16. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, man, who don't have the luxury of growing up with their mom or their parents for that matter, I just, you know, I feel bad for them, but I know that this is, it's kind of like Christmas. Like, oh, like, it's a constant reminder of, like, oh my God, like, what's festive? Why be festive? Mm-hmm. Like, you know? But also, too, man, I think a lot of people can use that as an opportunity to look back at how far they've come in spite of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know? And that's what I mean by when I refer to, if more people would just sample life, they might just like how it tastes, you know, on mm-hmm. that front. Because a lot of people, they could be Debbie Downers. They could just like, oh, woe is me, and this is my life, and, you know, I don't want to do anything to try to, you know, fix it or get better or improve my quality of life. I'm just going to stay right here and,
life is horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Me personally, I don't want to be around people like that. Mm-mm. Like, I'm going to try to, like, I'm going to help you out. I'm gonna give you some words of encouragement. I might even try to, like, you know, get you on, like, what I'm doing. Hey, what's up? You need help? You need confidence? You need advice? You need a job? You know, like, cool. Like, I'm going to try to do something to try to infuse life or breathe life into you. But those individuals who can't do that, it sucks, man. And I feel bad for, like, people who didn't grow up with their moms. Mm-hmm. I really do, because I do feel like there's a void that was never filled.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
But yeah.
Speaking of the Debbie Downers, it's all crazy. Like, and shout out to you new mommies that are gonna be new mommies that are experienced seeing pregnancy. Don't let people talk you down on it. Because it's quick to be like the negative, it's all bad. Oh my God, you're not gonna sleep. Oh my God, say bye to your fun life. Oh my God, say, and even though I did express it is difficult, like I said, it's very rewarding. And I love all the firsts with my son.
Yeah.
Every single first, I'm like, oh my God. Like, everything, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I'm just so obsessed with this kid. So, when I was pregnant, I remember a lot of people focus on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you can't sleep? Wait till he's born. Guess what? We sleep just like him. Like, babies. We sleep all night. We don't have any difficulties. Yes, we've been dealing with teething. This is new to us. We still sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's just new to us. You know, that's all it is. So don't let people talk you down. Don't let people focus on the bad. Even when becoming a mom, like, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
They try to make it seem bad. They try to focus on the bad, on the negative. It's not like that. It's so rewarding.
That's true. And, you know, I didn't think of it like that, but yeah, you're absolutely right.
I remember when I was pregnant that I would vent to you and I would tell you, like, oh my God. Certain comments that would get to me, you know, like, about the whole mommy thing and parenting and what's coming. And I'll tell Wayne, like, are we really ready? Like, you know, like, well, ready or not, what are we going to do? Yeah. The baby's coming. But at certain times, I think people would be very nice, even about the breastfeeding,
mm-hmm.
about if he's walking. Yes, my baby's not walking. Who cares? This kid's so active. Like, yeah. Don't worry about my child.
You know what's crazy, though, babe? Like, I think about, we think about a lot of stuff, right? We think about all the unknowns. We think about all the wild cards and all the shit that could potentially happen, right? About everything. Us being a child, like us having a child and us being parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about, and we think about, we feel like that, and we have access to so many different resources and shit like that, where technology is where it is. We can mm-hmm. literally pull up our mobile device and pull up something if we don't have the answer to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Think about our parents.
Figure it out.
Think about our parents.
Yep.
Our parents did not have access to near
the
resources that we have now today.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They didn't have the answers. They didn't have, like, you know, all the stuff. That they could just go pull up a phone and not.
Yeah, at all.
What you going to do? Go to payphone, dial 411?
Hello, help you with my baby.
Hey, yeah, yo, my
baby's
child
tripping.
Teething. Y'all, what's the little freezer things y'all put in the freezer?
We not need tequila. That's a Mexican thing,
I'm trying
you know?
To tell you, you know, like, so.
And guess what? We turned out fine.
Yeah.
You we're
know?
Okay.
So it's like, sometimes I really feel like too much is like, what they say, too much of something is not good for you.
Yeah.
I feel like at times you got to simplify it. You know
oh,
what
definitely.
I mean?
We have so many gadgets and so many things from the baby shower when the baby was born that we looked into. You don't use half of that crap. You really don't.
You really don't.
You don't?
You just, really don't.
You're like, you don't know what your kid's going to like. You buy like a million bottles. He ends up liking one or two. You end up buying a million Pampers. He might be allergic. You end up with one.
A million or toys. Two. Oh my God.
A million toys. And guess what? Today my baby was playing with the hanger. Like, and don't judge me. He did not poke his eye. He did not hang himself. He's perfectly fine.
It wasn't a wire hanger.
It was plastic. Yeah. And he's literally trying to loop it. Like, yeah. That's all he was trying to do it. And I'm like, you have so many toys,
but this is what you want to play with?
And He's sitting with all his toys around him. He wants the hanger. Like, you know, Let the kid live.
What you going
to
do?
Yeah. Nothing. Let him play. Let him play with the hanger. I'm that parent now. So fact. Like I said, at first, everything was manualized. I wanted to be the parent that was like, oh, no, we have to do this and we have to do that. And they said, oh, don't do that. And that's bad for them. Guess what?
Yeah.
He's perfectly fine.
Yeah, we don't listen to they.
Okay. So I do want to mention, or I do want to also give the credit to all the mommies out there. Like I said, we always mention the single moms, but the hardworking moms, the moms that unfortunately don't have the assistance, right? Mm. Meaning they've lost a partner. Mm-hmm. Like, you're grieving and you're going through like the worst possible hurt ever, and you still have to be a parent.
That's a fact.
You know, like, it, and I don't think that ever gets easier. Mm-mm. Like, unfortunately, when I see, or when I go, like, I lost a family member recently, and I think the most hurtful thing was to see my nephew. Like, he doesn't have his mom, you know.
That's the toughest
part. It's tough. That's, and I'm sorry part. I said my nephew, but that's my little cousin. So now when I think about it, I'm like, he's so young. He's 21. And his mom doesn't get to see not only a kid of his, a wedding, him graduating. He is going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So he will be graduating college. Like, She doesn't get to see him be an adult.
Yeah.
And what you create. And I think, honestly, I really do feel like moms enjoy that.
Yeah.
I think my mom, she gets shits and giggles out of me panicking sometimes.
Yeah.
And me flipping, and she's like, oh my God, like, it's okay, you know, like, because I'm sure
it takes her back to when she was a mom. Mm-hmm. Like she's like, oh, like, my daughter's all panicking and stuff. And she's like, I've been there. I know what it's like. You know, like, it's that sort of thing.
Yeah. And like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just panic a little bit. You're going to get over it. You're going to get over your anxiety. But when I think of that, it's like, damn. It's hard enough to deal with your emotions. It's hard enough to deal with life itself.
Yeah.
And that's huge. So I did want to give a special shout out to anyone that's dealing with losing a partner, losing a mom. Like we mentioned, this holiday is literally shoved down everyone's throat.
Yeah.
And unfortunately in LA, you see it in every single corner.
Yeah.
Starting from this weekend until the next.
Yeah.
It's for like a week. My mom, it's her holiday month. It's her birthday coming up as well. So she celebrates the whole month of May, but it's like, I do sit and think, what about the people that don't have their mom?
Exactly.
They're going through grieing. They just lost the mom. And that's just lost the grandma.
And that's what I was kind of referring to earlier. Like, man, like, you know, I'm here. I feel for them. Like, I know what that's like. You know what I'm saying? Like, for people to lose somebody close to them. You reference your family and your cousin who's dealing with the loss of his mom. You know, it's just a, you know? And then, like, now, here's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, you know.
Hold on.
You know, you just lost your mom, but.
Last week, but here's Mother's Day.
Now everybody's going to hear, you got to see and watch everybody celebrate their mom. And so, you know, like, you want to give those people grace and you want to be there for those types of things, man. But, yeah, man, before we get up out of here, I just want to, of course, like, you know, initially to start the episode, I referenced my mom, but, you know, I got to reference my girl, man. It's. It wouldn't be right. You know, it's, my girl now has been a mom, to our son. And I know that you previously, if you guys have been under a rock, my girl did not want kids prior to us having our son, but
do you mean?
I just got to tell you, babe, I want you to know that, I know you always constantly feel like things are not, they don't pan out sometimes how you want them to, but I love the fact that you've taken motherhood by the reins and you've just made it your own. And I know that hasn't been an easy transition for you. It hasn't been seamless, but the fact that you've just fully immersed yourself into motherhood has been really like a breath of fresh air to see, honestly. Just like, and I try to like take a step back and allow you to have that for yourself, because I know, like, you referenced doing all the firsts with Lorenzo, and, you know, first shoot, or, you know, his first haircut, or his first, like, first time taking him to Disneyland. There's so many different, like, firsts, and, like, sometimes you'll be like, babe, get in the picture, and I'm like, no, like, you're good, and, like, you know, because I know, like, I know how you are, like, and I know that, you know, it has to come out, like, how you portrayed it in your mind, and if it doesn't, I know you always say, no, it doesn't matter, and I'm like, yes, it does, because if it doesn't come out, like, exactly how you saw it, and how you pinned it in your mind, it's going to lose a little bit of luster. So at times, I do take a step back for that reason, and I'm just like, no, babe, go for it. And like, you know, I know you put together this whole photo shoot in your mind, you had the whole outfits panned out, you're going to match your son a million times, I get it.
I'll match him for the rest of his life.
Exactly. I just wanted to say,
all my life.
I love the fact that you fully immersed yourself in motherhood, and you've done a great job. Like, you've done an amazing, fantastic job. Like, you put that kid first. Anything that has to do with our son, you are, like, at the forefront of it. So, you know,
happy Mother's Day.
I love you, baby. And I just wanted to let you know that
you're doing an amazing job. There's emotion. You see, I want to cry. Well, motherhood has been crazy.
Yeah.
Like I say, and I keep referring to, but it's so rewarding, like I've mentioned as well. And honestly, at times I'm like, what in the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
But after that, I'm like, damn, this is an amazing feeling. Mm-hmm. I also want to reference the people that I know that are trying to be a mom. I know this day is difficult as well. Yeah. When you have to see post after post after post of blessings and blessings and blessings that everyone's been given, and you're waiting for your turn. Trust me when I tell you, it is heavy. It is hard. But your time will come. And if not, somehow just know you're here for other reasons.
Absolutely.
That's how I see it. But I did want to end this episode with saying motherhood is whatever the hell you make it. There's no manual. There's literally nothing or any advice that anyone can give you that's going to make it easier for you. It's your way. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, a lot of shit that I even do myself, I'm like, whoa, that's not okay. But it works out. You know, mm-hmm. It's okay. My kid's good. He's happy. He's an amazing little baby that's always so joyful to be around. And we've created that.
Yeah.
How crazy, right?
Absolutely.
So, once again, we do want to thank all the little mommies out there. Thank you, little mommies. Little mommies, you're doing a great fucking job.
Yes. Little mommies, medium mommies, big mommies.
All the mommies. But as long as you're a good mommy, honestly, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And that is our cue.
But yeah, man, as always, it has been a pleasure to be able to lend you guys our voices for said duration of time. You guys know where you can find us. Apple, Spotify, hit us up. Hit us on our pod page. Hit us on our individual pages. You guys have feedback, please don't hesitate to submit it. You guys continue to fuel us. Every single time we get feedback, we love it. So, as always, man, it is your boy, Wayne,
and Vanessa, hers.
And this has been
Happy Mommy's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mommy's Day. Little Mommy's, Medium Mommy's, Big Mommy's.
Felicidades
Madres. All that good stuff, man. We out. Till next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye. She can make it right, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah.